Whoa, we get some feedback. I better turn this down a little bit. Woo! Okay, I'm better.
I got blue light on a Wednesday night.
Sorry, that was a really unexpected song reference.
Should I click a button?
Do it, Doug.
Push the button, Frank. Marty, we've got to get you back. Back to the future.
That was horrible.
It was really, I was entertained, but you're right. In Ray's defense, it was terrible.
Now, granted, I will give you, Christopher Lloyd is a very tough voice to mimic, so.
What do you want, man? Oh, I just happened to notice it's the 88th episode, so 88 miles an hour popped into my head.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't even get the reference. I was just excited that we've made it 88 episodes.
Yeah.
12 more episodes, and we'll be available for syndication.
In zero countries. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 88th miles per hour installment of Puzzle Warriors 3. I am Dwoolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyB15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Hello, kids.
Hello.
What's up, butthead?
Yeah, I was always more of a... I was like,
oh, no, it was I was sticking with your Back to the Future reference, oh. not Beavis and.
Okay, you're going to give me a Biff Tannen.
I wasn't giving you a Biff Tannen.
Okay.
That joke was so bad, I'm going to make like a tree and get out of here.
That's a leaf, you moron. All right. Jeff Cascadian wishes us a happy Woden's Day. Speaking of Woden's Day, let's derail this right from the start. Did you guys watch American Gods?
I have not yet, but I'm highly interested.
It premiered?
It did.
Whoa. Do I have cable?
It's on Showtime? Can you stream that from my account?
Let's not discuss that publicly. I was going to say, if Showtime is either Hulu or Netflix, then I may have seen it. Otherwise, I'll get back to you once you're caught up, because I don't want to steal it anymore. By steal, I mean ruin it for you guys anymore.
Oh, apparently it's on Stars.
That's fine. That sounds great. Again, ever since the Walking Dead incident, I've been hesitant.
No. It was an interesting first episode.
Okay. I'm sold on, I'm watching it already, so I'll get there someday.
The current comic adaptation has also been pretty sweet. It's 2 issues in.
I am a big fan of Ian McShane. Is he in it a lot?
Oh my gosh, he's the main character. All right,
yeah,
he's the second main character.
That's fine, good enough. I'm super sold on it.
He's Mr. Wednesday. He's solid gold with Ian McShane. Oh.
Good. Did either of you see either the Defenders trailer or the Dark Towers trailer?
I have not seen the Dark Towers trailer. I just heard about it before I came in here to record, but I did see the Defenders.
Looks pretty dope.
I saw neither.
Defenders looks dope. Dark Towers, I hate it, and I'm not going to see it now.
Oh, really?
I did not have any... I don't... You may or may not know this about me, but reading is for suckers. So I knew nothing about it going into it other than it was a Stephen King novel that's very popular. I did not realize... And again, it's not entirely the way I'm going to complain about it, but as soon as I saw the trailer, I went, oh, good. The world exists in the mind of a child, and he has to travel between both worlds to save them. And I was like, this is the worst movie that's ever been made. I hope they flush this turd movie back into the ocean. God.
Okay.
In the mind of a child. I was pumped for Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba, and nope, garbage.
Well, here was written like none of his other books, which is encouraging, because
it may have,
a
good ending.
Yeah.
No, at some point, they'll get attacked by a haunted desk lamp or something, and no one will care. He is the laziest, worst writer of all time. I freaking hate that guy. Like, the things that he writes that don't have his name on them are way better than the things that he writes with his name on them. So was this a Stephen King thing, or was it a Richard Bachman or his other... Nom de plume.
Really? I'm pretty sure it was Stephen King.
Oh, well, then it sucks.
I don't know that for a fact. I in no way read Stephen King, so yeah. So I'm going to similarly complain about the Defenders trailer.
All right. Okay, tell me more.
Not in any legitimate way, but I hate the fact that they picked Nirvana as the background song. To me, music can make or break a trailer, and in this case, it broke it. It looks fine. I think I'll enjoy it just fine. I have no complaints about what they showed.
Yeah.
But man, Come As You Are, I did not need to hear that in the background. Boring song.
I get you. I understood where they were trying to go with it, but it was also a poor choice. I mean, when you know, then they dropped the Luke Cage trailer to Shimmy Shimmy Ya, I was like, I can't wait!
Yeah, exactly.
When they dropped this to Nirvana, I was like, I can definitely wait!
Hey, speaking of music, let's derail this even further, because, you know, that's what I do.
All right, yeah.
I just saw they are having a 3-day music festival out at Penn's Cave.
Yeah!
Did you see who the headliner is?
There's some big names on it.
Did you see who the headliner is?
I want to say I did, but I've already forgotten. Paramore's the only person I remember.
Paramore is there.
I want to say that it's someone like The Roots or something similar.
Bigger. The Roots are there.
Okay. Hit me.
All right. Well, there's two big ones. There's got John Legend.
Wow.
And Ian. Say that a few months ago, I texted you talking about the worst performance in the history of SNL.
Oh, snap. Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper is headlining that show.
That's amazing. How do I get tickets?
They are $349.
How do I never go to this show? And why would they do this in Center Hall? What's happening?
It is some kind of 3-day crazy music festival out there at the Center Hall celebrating the Seneca Indian tribe or some weird thing. It's got some weird hippie name, like, you know, some Indian Seneca name. And I don't know, you know, but yeah. 3-day music fest. The Roots, Paramore, John Legend, and somebody else that I was told I should know who she was, and I had no idea who she was.
Was it Felicia Day?
No, she doesn't sing.
Okay. I'm really curious who it could be now, but I'm not that curious since I know I'm not going now.
Hold on, let me find it. It's the Corundia Festival, yeah.
Right.
Odessa?
Yeah, no, Alicia Cara?
Oh, she's 12, that's why you've never heard of her.
Okay, and some people called ex-ambassadors.
Oh, they wrote a car commercial and have become famous since then. And Alicia Cara, she was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live 3 weeks ago?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Must fast forward it through her.
Yes, you did. I wasn't there, but you did.
It's $249 for the 3-day pass. The VIP pass is $599.
Man, nothing enhances a musical experience for me like camping with a bunch of hippies. It's never going to happen.
And then I just saw another one. We're having two music festivals in State College. The other one told me that it's going to have the Spin Doctors.
No.
Yes.
They can't still be touring.
That's what I thought. But get this, Ian, you're in for this. Friday, June 2nd, right? We got the Spin Doctors and Spider Kelly.
Oh, snap, really?
Spider Kelly's on from 5 to 6. Velveeta's from 7 to 8:30. Spin Doctors, 8:30 to 10.
I am possibly in for... When is this again?
Friday, June 2nd.
Man.
And on Saturday, June 3rd, just for you, there's a band called the Bastard Bearded Irishmen.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
Yeah, they sound nice. What's the Spider Kelly lineup for?
I don't know that it's going to tell me that. I will. Hold on, let me click
on it. Right.
The Bearded Irishman played at the Celtic Festival the last time.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they're right.
Looks like, I don't know, it says founding members Eric and Chris, James and Jimmy.
Okay.
James playing bass, Jimmy DeCosmo on drums.
Okay, dokie.
But yeah, I thought the guy from Spin Doctors completely lost his voice and couldn't sing anymore.
I just can't believe they're still touring.
And if I click on the picture, it looks like it may be a different singer.
Oh, maybe.
Nope, it says the band's 4 original members.
Wow, good for them.
But man, I really kind of want to go see Spin Doctors, because I can sing me along with some Pocket Full of Kryptonite and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong and What Time Is It and Jimmy Olsen Blues and Two Princes and...
Yeah, I don't think they had that many hits. I think you were adding songs from other bands to their lineup.
No, those were all Spin Doctor songs. That album was solid gold. So it's the Happy Valley Music Festival. Let me see. Do you pay for this thing? Tickets for Friday are $10. for 4 performances. Saturday, it's 12 performances for $20.
That's a lot of performances.
That's a lot of performances. But it sounds like Friday's the winner, because that gets you Spider-Kelly, Velveeta, and Spin Velveeta for $10.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, Velveeta. That's takes me back. Man, I'm getting nostalgic. This show hasn't even started yet. Starting to tear up a little bit. I'm going to miss out on all this good music.
So, there you go. We've completely ruined this entire episode by talking about other stuff. But...
welcome to the 89th installment. The Puzzle Warriors 3. This show will actually be about the game.
All right. Hopefully we're recording this. I don't know. It's been gold. All right. So, this is covering the week of May 3rd. Happy early Cinco de Mayo for... people from Mexico, or, you know, listeners, we have to have one or two. And it's going through to 5/10/2017. Your Deadpool dailies. Oh, hey, and May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. That's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Wednesday, Black Gamora. Thursday, Purple Black Widow. Friday, Green Loki. Saturday, Blue Dream Warrior. Sunday, Green Squirrel Girl. Monday, Purple Doctor Doom. Tuesday, Black Mystique. And Wednesday is Black Hulk. In the 5-day four-star crash! Pow! Of the Titans. Speaking of which, I watched a guy at work T-bone somebody the other day in our parking lot when I was on my way out to my CAT scan last Thursday. Pow!
Wow, that's a double treat.
Yeah.
Was it the guy I know?
I don't think you know this guy.
All right, then there you go. I know a guy named Rick.
No.
Okay, good. I'd hate for Rick to ruin his car.
No, this was a employee in a company car.
Oh.
Backed out of a parking spot and T-boned a citizen right in the parking lot.
Wow.
Anyway. All right, so on the 28th, we had Cyclops versus somebody I've already forgotten. Holy crap.
Hulkbuster.
Sure. Let's go with that.
It was.
Okay. That one, I don't think, was super hard. I've heard the...
I did just fine.
I was also very successful.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, my Cyclops is champ, so, you know, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, as much as I hate Scott, he can't put a beat down on you. Coming up, well, starting today, was Ben Grimm versus Johnny Storm?
Yes.
Yeah. I've already forgotten. I won it so early this morning that my brain has already shut it down. Again, that one took me 2 tries. But I was able to pull that one off.
Have you tried it yet, Ian?
I have not tried it yet.
Okay. So, yeah, I got it. No problem. My board was filled with a ton of red. So it was just a race to match as many red as possible before he did. And turns out the computer's not really great at that. So, yeah, I got 2 punches off before he could do anything. End of story. But one of our Alliance members just posted, actually, I guess that's my brother, just posted that he won with a 0-5-5. He has no red.
That is an unfortunate layout, but I'm glad he won with that.
Yeah. So I don't know what level, but...
especially since the one power doesn't do you any good.
Right. Yellow is useless.
So he's just fighting with green.
Yeah.
And the green doesn't do that much damage, so good for you.
And by useless, I mean not useless usually, but in the crash.
Well, in a one-on-one fight, it's completely useless.
Yeah.
So, Ian, report back to us next week.
I will.
And then you can also talk next week on how your Sue Richards goes. She's coming up on the 8th.
Oh, that sounds bad.
So no way. I assume well.
Yeah, that's going to be a go invisible and do your stuff.
She's a wrecking machine now.
Yeah, she's way
her
better
Her green
now.
Just beats you down savagely.
She was still the first ever crash I ever won.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, because I had one yellow, and I could go invisible.
I understand, but remember, I now have her at 200, so...
Oh, right, you were one of those crazy people who sold her.
Yeah, I was.
Did you... Are those 2 yellow?
They are.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, it's just going to be a painful fight.
It will be a slog.
Story event land, right now we're plowing through some Deadpool versus... 5K, 9K gets you the new Star-Lord, 15,000 for Nova, 28,000 for the CP, top 10 is Rai Will.i.ams, and 11 to 50 is Battery Man. There's the, I think currently still running is the I Have a Plan Star-Lord.
Got another mini day
event.
And a half, maybe?
Yeah. I think if you finish all those fights, I think you end up with a total of like 15,000 ISO. Sound right?
Yes.
I did not add it up. I know the bonus, the one is 10,000, so.
Right. And the one that you need five-star Star-Lord for is 5,000.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I was able to do that. I got a Star-Lord. Did you guys get a Star-Lord?
I did not. Whew, excuse me, but I've only tried one time so far.
Well, finishing those other matches in that event got you a Star-Lord token.
Yeah, I'm sitting on it for tonight.
Oh, okay. And when I opened that, it gave me my Star-Lord.
Okay.
So then I was then immediately able to fight the next fight.
Right.
So that was nice.
I got a Star-Lord from one of the event tokens, green, so I was able to play that, yeah.
Man, I'm really liking that green power. The spaceship flies out and blows up some columns.
I just love that animation.
Yeah, that is great. Kudos to whoever on the animation team did that one, because I enjoyed that. So look forward to that. Your next story event is, I don't know if they're changing the story at all, but it's Meet Rocket and Groot. But they did change the front screen of it to have Rocket with Baby Groot. So hopefully some of the dialogue or something has changed in the event. That would be nice of them.
Right. So I don't know if they were just showing, as far as the new splash screen goes, when it starts up, I don't know if they were just demonstrating a little restraint or if they're just not finished yet. But I was thrilled to not see a sneak peek of what new Gamora is going to look like.
Hmm.
I was like, thanks for not giving all away in the trailers.
I was actually at first a little disappointed that they didn't do that, but, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I just wanted more new artwork.
Sure.
Right. It's coming.
So the Meat Rocket Groot, 7 and 13,000 get your Battery Man, 22 for Rai Rai, 40 for the CP, and top 100 folks get the brand new 4-star Rocket and Groot that we will discuss later. Coming up soon, it will be the return of the Morris Day in the Time season.
Oh, nice.
Good pick.
But right now, you are stuck in the in-between seasons of Black Vortex is running right now. 800 Yellow Beast, 900 gets you a Hyde, 1,200 for the CP, top 5 is Hulkbuster, and 6 to 50 is Star-Lord. Yes?
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to... So, the events, they are not here anymore, but I don't know what has happened or what's happening, and I don't want to jinx it and talk too much about it, but maybe it was the event that I really enjoyed. Maybe I'm just feeling a little better, but I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, and it's like the Strange Days event. I placed top 100 in that. The Earth Mightiest PvP, played it, placed top 100 in that, which isn't impressive, but for me, it's a lot. I just wanted to see what that vintage token was all about, and it just keeps going. I'll probably play some more tonight.
Yeah, I got a vintage token. We can talk about those now. And it got me a sentry out of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah, I got me a 3-star Carol.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of 2-stars.
Yeah, that sounds like what tokens give people.
Yeah.
That's kind of how tokens work.
Yeah.
But I can't believe how much I've been playing. The Thanos event was invigorating. I got to say, I thought it was well designed. I liked the new Infinity Gem mechanic. It made it a lot of fun.
That was fun.
It seemed like everybody really had a handle on it, which made it tough because I missed a 7-hour cycle. And that was, you couldn't recover from that because everybody was doing so well.
Mm.
So like it's the event started, I played, you know, beat him every time, beat all my nodes. And that continued throughout me playing him. I always beat him and I always had all the people for all the nodes and I always won all my nodes. So Thursday, play. Then Friday morning comes, I spend it packing, getting ready, and, you know, then driving to Baltimore. So I don't play until Friday night. So I've missed one 7-hour cycle. There's no coming back from that. Like, with the Alliance members, yeah. There was no, I was 15th the rest of the time. There was no shaking it.
Mm.
Everybody had a full thing on me. So either I was at the top of the group of the people who were trying, but not quite as hard. So Jared and I were killing it. And we stayed well ahead of the people who barely participated and couldn't come anywhere near the rest of the people who played every possible window.
Right.
Completely left the event out of my notes here. But yeah, that I love those mechanics, those tiles. That was great.
Yeah, there were so many, you know, and especially in the early ons, I got, you know, it dropped in such a way that, you know, I was winning sometimes before he got a turn.
Oh,
like
okay.
I would make a match of the one that gives you a random 30.
Right.
It would give me 30 red.
Nope.
I'd have Hulkbuster.
He just punch him in the
face. Yeah, the match that I made gave me an extra turn. I punch him in the face and the game's over. And I was like, that's fantastic. You know, it didn't happen every time. And I worked my way around, got some teams that were useful. But that was a really really good event. Really picked me back up. I've been playing the game significantly more than I have in the past. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's in between seasons, so I'm not going to have anything to show for it. But we'll see how long this maintains.
But yeah, I really enjoyed that boss event. That was a fun time.
Yes. And everybody did well. Good job, our alliance.
Yeah, we were laughing. I don't know if you saw Ray's Facebook post Saturday. We were sitting around the D&D table, and at that time, the top three players in our alliance were all at that table.
Oh.
Because we were finishing lunch and playing, you know, the noon puzzle quest round before we got into the D&D game, and then we were 1, 2, and 3. And then before the next round came around, the alliance finished off the points for the, you know, to get the max rewards. So
right.
Which was nice of them. Then I didn't have to play anymore. All right. Let's talk about the big thing here.
Hmm?
The changes coming up here in the time season.
Time season.
All
the,
right.
The new Rockin' Groot event just appeared on my screen.
Meet Rockin' Groot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the little baby Groot on there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just mentioned that. I know you don't listen to when I talk, but we already discussed that.
Well, we discussed the event. I didn't hear you say that it was already on the
game. Yeah, I said it's
game.
Got the brand new baby Groot on it.
Oh, it wasn't on there when you said that.
Yes, you're the worst.
It wasn't on mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just saying.
All right.
In your defense, you were right. I don't listen when you talk.
That's correct. All right. So, hey, here's the big thing, because I'm liking this.
Yes.
They listened to all the feedback and said, you know, apparently, hey, we ruined Cletus. Let's go back and fix Cletus. So we are now on Carnage version, you know, 3.0, or maybe 1.3. I don't know. However they number them. All right. So here's the changes. Symbiote size. If you have less than 10 red AP, we'll do team damage to all other friendly teammates as well. So it's dealing level 5, you know, when he's leveled up, 4,890 damage to one target, 1,803 to the enemies, and if you have less than 10, you're also taking the 1,803. So now, if you, you know, are watching what you're doing, your team doesn't take damage from symbiote size at all.
Hmm.
Sure.
So that's really nice of him. The big change, however, is alien instincts. It's back to being a passive. At the start of the turn, if there are fewer than 10 friendly special tiles on the board, he will create 3 of them. 3 friendly strength 162 attack tiles and 3 enemy strength 72 attack tiles. As that goes up and up, yeah, that's the level 5 270. So your attack tiles actually got better and the enemies got worse than his last change. So that will make him more useful game back for the Medusa Reed Richards sort of combo.
Sure.
So I'm excited about that one.
Good.
Carnage rules did not change.
Cool.
The other big change is Drax the Destroyer. It looks like he might be getting a boost here. The Destroyer power now deals for 10 black. Deal 3,355 damage, then destroy up to 3 enemy special tiles and 4 random tiles that surround them, dealing damage not generating AP. So that's nice. You get to destroy special tiles and get some board shake and do damage. And then his purple secret weapon for 9 purple creates a purple strike tile with a base strength of 198 plus 154 for each friendly countdown tile on the board, maximum 5. So now you can really get him going with Star-Lord here, or someone else who makes tiles. Whenever a friendly countdown tile expires, deal 909 damage.
Ooh.
So they've really decided, you know, now he's got some synergy going with Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Because those tiles, Star-Lord's tiles pop all the time. Your strength tiles will be better. Like, that sounds like a major improvement over the I hide in the corner and hope somebody launches a power. I like this a lot better. Slice and Dice has no changes.
That's okay. I don't have Slice and Dice, so I never got to use it.
So those are the changes for the season. They both look like good changes to me. I'm excited to try them out.
Yeah, that looks awesome with Star-Lord now. 4-star, specifically.
Yeah. Let's talk about Rocket and Groot. Rocket, I'm taking a
rocket.
I'm packing my suitcase. Destination moon. A rocket. Into outer space. Goodbye, human race. We'll be back soon. Blast off. Fun and adventure. All right, hold on. All right, his first power is called Rocket's Pack. It is 12 blue. The blue countdown tile hasn't been created for this power already. The power creates 1 blue countdown tile that deals damage and creates a black attack tile each turn. I think that's, you know, something similar to, like, Ghost Riders does that, right? You make the tile, every turn it pops and makes tiles.
If you're telling me that Ghost Rider has a power that isn't penance there, I'm just going to have to believe you.
Okay. The second power is called Welcome to the Team. Yellow passive at the start of the battle creates a bunch of strike tiles. You know, a bunch. If there's another member of the Guardians of the Galaxy on the team, this creates stronger strike tiles instead. So, you know, it makes a bunch.
Right.
The final power is called Don't Push This Button, and it costs 10 green. Using this ability creates a 3-turn atomic bomb countdown tile that deals damage to the enemy team. If it's matched away, it does less damage than if the bomb gets to go off, and 1/4 of the damage gets done back to your team. While the atomic bomb countdown tile is on the screen, the power changes and becomes I Am Groot, which is a green passive. At the start of each turn, Groot makes a match for you. This clears lines, creates critical tiles as normals, but without the extra turns. When the atomic bomb countdown is pushed, is matched, or goes off, this power goes back to being Don't Push This Button. So, here's what's interesting to me. That green power, when it flips, becomes the other guy's power, but it's better because it gets to make AP, where the other guy does not make AP.
Right, but the other guy's going to do a whole lot more damage.
Sure.
Right. I think Ray's just saying, by better, you mean different.
Yeah, but boy, that extra AP generation every turn is going to be amazing.
It very well could be.
Because it happens at the start of your turn, just like it does for the Hulk.
Yeah.
But you know, it looks like it's going to be fun.
I understand why you say better, because AP, I mean, that is definitely better. And he is just a 4-star, so I'm not sure that damage difference is really going to offset that. But I don't know. That looks very interesting.
I don't know. That's an extra 3, 4, 5 AP every turn or more.
Yeah.
Proper cascade.
I agree. It sounds
amazing.
Sounds lovely. Yeah.
Let's see, they recommend, you know, teaming up with characters like Green Goblin, you know, good old 4-star Carol, or our buddy Cliff.
Oh, someone to fortify those tiles. Yeah.
Or that someone who enhances special tiles like Medusa, Punisher to the Max, Fantastic, or Professor X. So they come out tomorrow, May 4th, in the Brock and Groot events. And they'll be available in the Thick as Thieves vault. It is running May 7th through the 12th. There's going to be a special Guardians of the Galaxy story tie-in called Backup Plan, which continues their journey in I Have a Plan that you just got done playing with Star-Lord. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That event runs May 11th through the 16th, features Rocket and Groot, grants the player covers in mission rewards, and their versus a tournament called Best Buds will be running May 11th through May 15th as well. So loads of Rocket and Groot coming your way. I don't know.
They looks sound like they pretty formidable.
Fun. Yeah, they look fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the developers install some sort of mechanic so that I can quickly cover this new character.
Ian, causing troubles. All right, speaking of that.
The word.
So, friend of the show, Dave Guskin, the lead designer over there at Demiurge.
Yep.
He had Brigby post an article on the forums where he did some discussions on why they did the vaulting and, you know, what they were thinking. That was posted yesterday. So if you haven't seen that yet, I recommend it's a long read. I don't want to read the whole thing on the show. It would take way too long. But they are still listening to feedback. So I say give it a read. See what you think. Like I said, we've talked about this before. I understand they were trying to alleviate the there's too many things to cover problem.
Right.
And whether or not you liked how they did it or not, at least they were doing something.
Well, they are working to address it, to address some broader issues without focusing too much on the vaulting. With some of the feedback that I am reading about this. A lot of the feedback, surprisingly fantastic. There are a lot of people with a lot of creative ideas on how to continue vaulting, but, you know, make some adjustments to it so that, you know, more people are satisfied with its outcome. Now, aside from those people, some things to consider when you are getting ready to type your rage onto the internet. One from the world of science. Anecdotal evidence isn't evidence. If you've opened packs and have unfortunately gotten too many one color of Riri Williams, I'm sorry about your luck. This does not mean that they're lying to you, that the random number generator is broken, or that the developers are out to get you in some way. It just means you've had a lot of unfortunate pulls, and I'm sorry about that. Your luck will turn.
You could be getting purple Star-Lords.
It's very possible. 2, a lot of people are saying that the feedback to vaulting has been overwhelmingly negative. This is true in the sense that the feedback. Now, if you are in the forums and you're reading the feedback, and, you know, I'll estimate high, because I don't know, I don't have any solid numbers, they're hard to find. But let's say you see 200-300 comments, and they're all like, vaulting is the worst, ruining the game. And those are the same 300 people that are in the Reddit forums saying, vaulting is the worst, it's ruining the game. And I don't think the number's that high. The reason, one of the reasons that the feedback is overwhelmingly negative is the only time people leave feedback is when it's negative. No one who is neutral about this or happy about this feels the need to make their voices heard because they're getting what they want. And yes, there are a lot of people saying this, but again, in my mind, there are at least tens of thousands of people who play this game. So if, you know, a couple hundred are disappointed, that's not an overwhelming majority. That's like 2% of the people who play this game. It just is. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, if I had numbers, I would try to deliver you some math.
That would be like 5% of the people who actually subscribe to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit.
Right, right. So, again, it's not a perfect system. Everybody knows it's not a perfect system. Oh, the third thing you should consider that the people at Demiurge and E3 and Marvel, and they all have to kind of work together, and there are lots of change of command, and there's lots of testing to be done, and, you know, a lot of things to work through. So if you post and say, well, they say they're listening to our feedback, but I said almost a month ago that they should have colorless covers and that will fix the problem, and I haven't seen that implemented, so they're not listening at all. Be patient. Just because you make a suggestion doesn't mean it's a good suggestion, doesn't mean it's a bad suggestion, it doesn't mean they're not trying it. They're not going to tell every person who made a suggestion how the testing of that suggestion is going, if the testing of that suggestion is going, or if you don't see results within a month, that's enough time to coordinate all the people that they need to coordinate to make these things happen. So, that being said, I would like to refocus on the long, long list of excellent suggestions that I have read. You know, and there are other problems that are developing. I saw a lot of people saying, you know, that's fine. We've now, vaulting has kind of fixed the dilution problem, but now I have a ton of fully covered characters and not nearly enough ISO to champ them. So now I have all these extra covers for these people that are just going to waste. And again, that seems like more of a first world problem than the other sort of thing. Secondly, I hear what you're saying. I would prefer them champed. I'd prefer to be getting the rewards, but at least you're getting ISO for the covers. There's not a total waste. I don't know. You know, just keep in mind they have to leave. You can't just open a token and pick from a list and get exactly what you want every time. There has to be some element of randomness and some element of chance, because there also has to be a way for them to encourage you to, you know, generate revenue for the game. This is a free-to-play game. You know, if these people want to continue having jobs, they have to generate some sort of income for Marvel, for Demiurge, and for D3. So keep all that in mind. I think by and large, people are being very constructive, and they're doing their best to see this through on both sides, on the player side and on the developer side. And if you're just super angry and want to yell about it, I guess that's fine too. I mean, it's not my jam, but go for it. Who am I to tell you? Who am I to tell you how to live your lives? I got weird and preachy all of a sudden. I'm just so saturated with this whole vaulting argument. I felt like I wanted to, you know, release some of that,
George,
hopefully in a positive way.
Hey, since you're not on Discord, Grinch McScrooge, before you just said that, Grinch McScrooge said, preach, Ian.
But I mean, that's really where I land. And they're trying. I know nothing's a perfect fix, but bonus heroes help. Heroes for Hire help. You know, there are still avenues to attain some of the more classic characters.
Well,
they seem to be increasing all the time.
Yeah, and as you know how this goes down, you know, it's software code. Any change, you know, introduces, you know, new code, which can cause problems if not properly tested. And just imagine, you know, if they put something in to try this and it goes poorly, all you're going to have is forums full of people going, oh my god, this bug is the worst thing of all time. Because, you know, they tried to rush it, you know.
Sure.
Don't try to rush a fix. If you're looking at, you know, changing something, I'll wait for the better version.
Right. Who knows what will happen to vintage heroic tokens when they go airborne. It could just it could just shatter the whole game.
That was funny.
I think that's all I got left on vaulting.
All right, fine. You're fired. Get off your soapbox.
All right. I'm down.
Okay. So, yeah, take a look at the article up on the forums and check it out. I think we already discussed vintage heroic tokens are currently going right now in the off season. You can use those. You know, you'll get some as rewards, or you could buy some if you like to try and get some of those older heroes. I got a sentry out of mine, and, you know, it's a sentry. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I got a Carol to mine. I mean, again, they're just tokens. You'll probably get a 2-star. You might get a 3-star. If you're lucky, you'll get an old 4-star.
I was ecstatic it wasn't Moonstone or Ares. So I was like, woo! One last bit of upkeep. Marvel's having a little promo going on their Insider program. Not relevant to anyone listening to this show. But all new players will get 20,000 Marvel Insider points if they download MPQ between now and May 31st. All players will receive 10,000 Insider points when they compete in the Hooked on a Feeling Versus tournament this weekend, if you finish with 300-plus in-game points. And you can use your Marvel Insider points, 125,000 of them, to redeem yourself one brand-new Rocket and Groot comic in the game. So you can get a free cover by using your Marvel Insider points.
How else do you get them?
Buy comics, buy movies.
Ah, okay.
That sort of stuff. Like, I have, like, 30,000 points, so I won't be buying a Rocket and Groot because I just don't have that much stuff. But
oh, I remember. I just pulled up the page. I don't have any idea how many I have, but at least now I know what they're talking about. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know what the one is on here. It says comic store code redeem for 50,000 points, but maybe that was something. I think you have to buy something in the online comic store to get that, maybe. But usually I buy my comics through Comicology. So there you go.
Sure.
I think that's all the news I got.
Cool.
Ray, what's in the mailbag brought to you by America's favorite mailman, Willie Lumpkin? Oh, crap, Willie I forgot Lumpkin. To mention something.
Oh, no! God, no
brought to you by our good friend UNC Samurai. He has a possible fix for those folks like me who was not getting any ad rewards in the game. Apparently, if you're on an iOS device, if you're on Android, I don't know, get a better phone. Go into your privacy settings, and in the advertising section, there's a reset your advertising ID, and apparently that can help with getting the ads going again.
Cool.
So, there you go. Back to Willie Lumpkin.
Yeah, listener comments brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. He is the Baxter Building mailman, not the mailman who'd have a potato that looks like Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Very fine today, sir.
Run away.
Yeah.
Run away.
Thanks, Ian.
No problem.
Thanks for playing along. You have a small child. I knew you'd jump
in. I was going to say, I got a 3-year-old. That's my jam.
So the first comment I have is from Chloe. She wanted me to add Hyde to the lexicon on our webpage because it's definitely something that newcomers would not know. So I believe I've done that. I haven't looked to see if it broke the page or anything, but I changed the code, so... Scrognog Gutentag says, speaking of building your own character, which we mentioned last time, he would love to see what members of the subreddit would do if there were a Craig, Ray, and Ian in the game. What rarity would they be? What would their powers be? And would they have synergy? Stinkpalm responded and said, we already have a Craig. You just don't recognize him because he wears a paper bag.
Oh,
sweet!
Who earns?
Hey, that's not too shabby. Like, he's a terrible in-game character, but in his defense, he's still Spider-Man.
Yeah. That new trailer looked pretty sweet, by the way.
Is he strong? Listen, bub, he's got radioactive blood.
Can he swing from a thread?
Take a look overhead.
Look out, there goes a Spider-Man.
So, an update from Joe. He said that he checked out the Old Man Logan cover in the Daily Resupply. It is exactly 3 years to the day. So, on your 3-year anniversary, you will be getting what I hear is a yellow Old Man Logan.
Cool. It's got to be coming up soon.
He also says that he thinks the MPQ subreddit may be the most civil forum in all the internets. And Astro 4 says that he seconds that emotion. When he first got into the game, he went to the D3 forums and was turned off by negativity, hyperbole, toxic rants. But he figured, oh, well, that's just the internet. And then a few weeks later, he discovered the subreddit and he was like, wow, never mind. This is actually pretty cool.
I second that emotion.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. Yeah, it's definitely.
If you feel like loving me, and if you've got the notion, I second that emotion.
I have no idea what that is. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely top five. I don't know if it's the most civil, but it's up there.
A little Motown.
Red Zomit says that on the topic of Medusa, she is his only four-star champion, and he's tried a few builds, but normally goes with 5-5-3. And I thought I'd mention this because it has some good info in it. It's nice to have her last skill at a 4 to steal attack tiles, but even at a 3, stealing those is less relevant if you can generate tiles for your opponent. So if you're using somebody like Patch or something, you can steal those strike tiles, and it really doesn't matter. And he says he does this because her red is nothing to sneeze at. It does like 12 to 1300 damage a turn if you were using it correctly. But if you do want to move it up, he said 5-5-4 is also acceptable. And CJ Gibson followed up saying that he also likes playing her at a 5-5-3. Because it leaves the attack tiles, which gives you something to match away to generate AP.
Yep. So,
there you go.
Right. Mostly unrelated, but I'm going to cut in real quick just because I noticed it in my little upswing of playing. I forget what PvP she was boosted for, but a boosted Wasp is g-golly out of control.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely out of control. Just constantly wrecking me. I didn't even know what was happening. I was like, why is this happening? You're not a good character. And I was like, well, it's because I don't have any characters or play any characters or know what any of the characters do. It turns out you're an amazing character.
Yeah, Wasp is now devastating.
Yeah, absolutely brutal. So
you could even say she's unstoppable.
Is that her tagline?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of her current comic.
Okay.
I don't buy that one, so let me look it up.
There was a lot of comment about the Come and Get Me event.
Yeah, Unstoppable Wasp.
There you go. The Come and Get Me event. A lot of people loved it. My only negative comment, and it's not really even negative, is it seemed like levels 1 through 6 were really easy. Maybe it was because happened to have the right characters or whatever.
Right.
But then level 7, then you had to start paying attention. And level 8 was back to being just downright difficult. So very enjoyable in any case. I didn't see any negative stuff about that event. Jeff Cascadian did say that it was dope in many ways.
Indeed it was.
He said that he loved the mechanics, the Infinity Gem mechanic, etc. He also commented on the versions of the new Star-Lord, but he said he doesn't see himself likely to choose the 3-star version over the 4-star. 4-star still seems to be a really decent character. Comparatively. So I have to agree with that, but haven't got him fully covered yet, so don't know. He also said that Gwenpool was his latest champion, and she does a ton of damage.
Still don't care.
Like, I do. I'm excited for him, but I'm with Craig. Like, I'll tell you the story later. Continue.
Okay.
I don't want to derail you any further.
The last thing that he asked is, it's been a few months since he asked, so he's going to ask again. When are we going to go back and do Feature Character of the Week for the newer 3-stars, Doctor Strange, Thanos, Hawkeye, and now Star-Lord?
Later.
Yeah, I was going to say, ask Craig.
After we get through the through the 5-stars.
Yeah, whenever Feature Character of the Week, 100% unilateral decisions made by Craig.
That is true. True story. They're too new, so I want to get through the older 5-stars, and then we'll go back to the 3-stars and some of the 4-stars that we skipped by.
Yeah, because we got some 4-stars that we skipped also, but because if you don't have all the covers, you can't really say too much. But in any case, that is all I have in the mailbag. I cut it down a lot because we had a lot of news to go over, so there you go.
Thanks, Willie Lumpkin.
Yeah, that was a lot of trimming.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. I thought I lost you guys. I was like, oh my God.
Are you there?
That was some abrupt dead air.
How's it going?
You're pretty good. How are you doing?
Do you want some gum?
You got any gum?
Yeesh! Oh, Paul. Paul.
Sorry.
Paul. Gum.
You got any gum? Oh, no, I love that sketch.
Woo. All right, let's, Ian, guess what time it is now?
Oh, my goodness. Hopefully. It's Feature Character of the Week time.
Week, 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 week
think this week?
You know, sometimes I hear that in my head character. Like it's Pigs in Space. You know,
that was a good, good sketch too.
The week.
Pigs
in Space.
That was a really good sketch on the Muppets.
That was gold.
Speaking of Pigs in Space, let's talk about the Silver Surfer, our featured character of the week.
Wow!
Take that! Snap!
Take that, Norrin! Please don't eat my planet. I'll be your Herald Rad. So, yeah, if you need his backstory, you shouldn't. But
that's where he keeps all of his stuff.
Yeah, Galactus came to eat his planet. He said, "Please don't. I'll help." So then he got a silver skin and a surfboard.
I'll help you murder. Flew around. I'll help you murder billions of other people.
Yeah, he flew around and told people, "Hey, Galactus is coming to eat your planet.
Suck it.
Make peace with whatever deities you worship." And then he came to Earth, and everything got better for him. And now Galactus has gone through many more heralds, and who knows what he's up to these days. Either of them, honestly, I don't know what those kids are doing. Galactus is probably still eating worlds. He could have been destroyed by Reed Richards. I have no idea. And the Silver Surfer, even less so.
He's gotta have been ultimately nullified by now, right?
I assumed everybody's been nullified by now in that storyline with his broken inventions and his stupid son.
Ugh, don't bring that up. The worst character.
I won't. Worse than Cyclops?
Yes, sadly.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Craig being reasonable. All right, he has some blue powers, some red powers, and some black powers. Let's talk about them. Perfect being. It costs you 9 blue AP. The Silver Surfer restores... Oh, no! Why was I not being mindful?
Yeah, curse you're just going to have to skip to the end. They don't have any numbers here.
Yeah, I didn't look ahead. I just copied and pasted. It restores some health and converts 2 random basic tiles of a chosen color to charged. Passive. Silver Surfer cannot be stunned. All the levels are blank until I get to the end, and he can heal 13,675 health and create 4 charged tiles. So I'm assuming the number of charged tiles goes up, the number of healing goes up, and eventually it gets to where I just told you. He heals way too much health and makes 4 charge tiles. Cosmic Beam, it's red. Costs you 7 red AP. He deals 1,470 damage. Creates 1 charge tile. More damage, more charge tiles. Someday he does 9,513 damage. 3 charge tiles. The Almighty Silver Singularity. One of my favorite abilities because it is goofy and reminds me of Imaginat. He transforms a chosen basic tile into a 3-turn black hole tile, which consumes 3 random adjacent tiles every turn, dealing damage and generating AP. When it reaches 0, the black hole collapses and deals 777 damage.
Black hole tile.
Won't you come
and do some damage, black hole tile?
Your Chris Cornell impression's making me mad and entertained all at the same time.
Won't you come?
Oh, that! There you go. Boom! That impression right in the middle of the Venn diagram.
Oh,
I do not approve, and it is definitely dope.
that was like a Chris Cornell lounge singer version.
Yeah. Well, what else is Chris Cornell doing nowadays? He's useless.
I don't know. He's probably doing a solo project or fronting yet another band.
Yeah, maybe he can show up as a special guest at the Spin Doctors at this downtown
he can
State
sing
College
for the Spin
Music
Doctors
Festival.
Guy who has no voice left. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited about going to see the Spin Doctors.
You are way too excited.
Oh my god, I'm super excited.
So we get some. The collapse does more damage. It sucks up more tiles, and it will eventually destroy 5 tiles per turn. Deal 8,245 damage upon collapse.
Yeah, I mean, he got the rework. I think we talked about that when
he did.
Black hole didn't used to do damage, and now it does, and he got way better.
Yeah, he is. Then his blue heal is.
Yeah, his heal is pretty strong. Whew.
I mean, and I didn't really think about this too much. I don't really know how to spec him because he's a 5-star, and I don't know what to do about 5-stars. They seem tough. I think I have him at a 0-1-1, and. That's only because they give them to me for free every now and again. Man, black hole looks confusing but fun. Red doesn't do a whole lot of direct damage, but at least it makes some charged tiles. I don't know. Blue seems like it could be useful. I don't know. How about let me take a quick gander here, see what I got.
So I have him at 102. I have no cosmic beam.
Okay.
It's a little annoying. But I think I would have to play him at a 5/5/3 if I could get it, you know, that number of tiles. Just because, man, I really like the charge tiles.
I do too, but I like the fact that the tiles that get sucked into the black hole generate AP.
Yeah, that is true. That is a good point.
And I would like to consume 5 of them instead of 4 of them, but it's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm leaning towards 5/5/3. I currently have him at a 0/0/2, so.
Nice.
Apparently 69% of the people who voted said that they would run him at a 3/5/5.
69!
Sure. Giggity.
Ted, don't forget to wind your watch.
So, here is what I'm seeing. Oh, other than a bunch of X's and just no amounts of health, so I can't really weigh in on the blue power, but it looks like at level 3, max level, he's healing approximately 11,000 points of health.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then at level 5, he's healing 13,000 and a half. So that is not a significant jump. So 3 levels of blue is plenty. Let's go with the 69% and say 3/5/5. Woo me! I figured it out.
Hey, UNC Samurai just asked if that poll started before the rebuild. I would have to say yes. I don't know that for a fact, but I believe it is true. That that poll, the 3/5/5, was before the rebuild.
Oh, probably. Yeah, I doubt people who used the Wikipedia page went back and revoted.
Really? Because Black Hole before wasn't very good. It didn't do damage before.
The poll was created in 2015, so it was when he first came out.
Right.
But
I'm still digging on 3/5/5.
Since you pointed out that the difference in the health is only 3,000, I mean, the 10 to 13,000 is the difference,
right,
and one extra charge tile, hey, you're not really gaining that much.
Right. You're getting enough.
That extra AP every turn adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I think we've reached a consensus of 3/5/5 for Norrin Rad, the silverest surfer around.
He's cosmically also, rad, yo.
He is. He's on a surfboard. He is, you know, he seems nice. I'd hang out with him. He's also the featured character of the week.
All right. What, anybody have anything exciting on the vines?
Yes, it's not exciting, but I actually left something on my vine. Well, because I don't know what to do with it anymore. I don't know if I should go into ultra hoarder mode or if I should cave in. Or if I should just stick with my principles and eat it.
Open up your face and feed it.
Yeah. My Star-Lord token that the Alliance got me for completing the Thanos event got promptly opened and, of course, became a Gwenpool.
Ugh.
And so I'm just looking at it angrily, considering those three options. Any thoughts?
Well, since one of my tokens was also a Gwenpool that I cannot use... I have her at a 4/3/5, so of course I got a 6 green power.
Mm.
I'm not spending points on her, so, you know, whatever happens, happens. You don't have her at all, right? So you're deciding whether or not to...
Yeah, to roster her, or to sell it, or to... I forget what my third option was.
My...
Oh, stop opening out tokens until she gets rotated out.
Oh. Possibly. So my thing would be, if you have the hero points, I would go ahead and roster. And if you don't get any more, or you get somebody better that you need the space for, you have an easy option.
That's selling her
off and using the spot for somebody else.
That's true. The space won't be wasted. And I have led a long life of compromising my morals and convictions, so why not one more time for old time's sake?
Well, again, she does a whole bunch of damage, so...
She does. She's probably an at least above average character. And I do, for the next segment, we'll discuss this. I have plenty of hero points, so I could easily roster her.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you guys? Oh, yeah. Before you guys go, this is also something. Now that I've been traveling the forums and reading the stuff that the developers post and the stuff on D3, I try not to be a huge tutor of my own horn, or our own horn in this case. But, I think the vine. I think dying on the vine is an official thing now.
I believe you're correct.
Like I don't know anybody who doesn't reference it as that. Like, I think that's official Marvel Puzzle Quest lexicon now.
I believe you're correct. It is everywhere that I everywhere I go.
It is. It's like Visa everywhere you want to be.
So my Dying on the Vine, I have, since I, this is non, I don't care that much because it's a two star, but so I sold my Ares a little while back and I've been putting him back together. I currently have him at a 3-10-1. I have 3 green, 1 yellow, and 10 red.
Nice.
So
that's a lot of red.
It's way too much red. So I'm going to probably have to start selling those. That's most of my Dying on the Vine. I mentioned I had the Gwenpool. I also have a Punisher to the Max, another one that I have to sell in another 8 days unless I get the right covers. And I have Mordo, who this would be my 13th cover, except I can't use it because I have him at 5.52, and I've got 3 days left. So the question is Mordo worth buying a freaking cover for? And I don't know that he is.
I don't remember enough about him. He is in my mind, but again, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything that his powers do other than vaulting. Those vaulting boots are sweet. I don't know what they do, but they're a cool artifact, and he's an okay character. Craig's answer is no.
Right.
Never spend the 120. My answer is yes, always spend the 120.
Although, you know, I think you should fall in love with the vaulting boots, and then you can put them into the next D&D game as a reward for my character. Because my monk totally needs some vaulting boots, is what I think.
Some boots of striding and springing?
Yeah, buddy!
Yeah. Does your monk use that multi-segmented
staff?
Staff?
No. Well, he could.
Well, then he gets nothing.
You get nothing?
He does not get...
You get nothing. yeah, so UNC Samurai immediately responded and said, Mordo isn't a 4-star Carol or Medusa tier, so no.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I trust the Samurai.
I will solicit more input, though.
Okay.
That's all I have,
Craig. Do you have any Vine?
Mine's a mess right now. There's 17 things in it. There's a couple Rai's, 4-star Blade, a Cho, a Cyclops, and then piles and piles of 2-stars that I just don't have enough ISO to recycle. I'm in a big ISO negative rate at the moment.
Sure.
So I have lots of covers to, you know, rechamp my 2-stars. I just don't have the ISO to get them there.
Sure.
So that's where I'm stuck at right at the moment. Although I'm going to hit level 89, shield rank 89 soon. I think I need 12 points. So that'll give me 40,000 ISO. So that'll be nice.
Got that going for you.
Yeah. And I'm currently sitting on 7 legendary tokens because I don't have any ISO. So I've not been opening anything.
I have 6. I just got 6 this week, amazingly enough. I don't even know where they came from. Like, I know where a couple came
from.
6 legendary tokens.
I have a bunch, too, and I don't know why I have more every week, because I know some, but like you, I'm kind of flummoxed.
So I didn't know I was so far ahead of you. I'm like halfway through level 89.
No. Not me.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm way behind both of you, so enjoy that. I'm 75% of the way through level 63.
Well, that's not bad.
No, totally, I thought, acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, getting exciting this week?
I did. I got... I didn't get any exciting covers, but my Taco Vault, I got the legendary token and the 1,000 hero points.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really, really satisfying.
I think my best draw of the week is the 14th Medusa cover. So since I drew the 14th, I championed her, and she is now one of my mainstay playable characters. So that was nice.
I got that 5-star Star-Lord.
Oh, well, sure, yeah.
Which, again, gets me back to the only missing one character. Someday I will get that elusive Natasha Romanoff. Someday.
I understand why getting that 5-star character is good for you, but for me, that's just another roster slot that it doesn't do anything. Like, a 1-cover 5-star does me no good at all.
This magic ring does me no good.
That too.
nerds.
Alpha Team asked, did we make that up, the Dying on the Vine? He thought it was always just a thing.
I'm pretty sure that was us.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that
was
in like week 1 or week 2 or like way back when.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a Puzzle Warriors original from one of our earliest shows.
Definitely was. That is my memory as well.
I don't trust my memory for anything, but, you know. Sorry, I think Ray read the same thing I just did.
Yeah, I did.
Ian Grinch McScrooge wrote in and said, Ian, shield rank 63 isn't bad for someone whose engagement level is what's right below casual.
I Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm totally coming out of it, but I'm telling you, it was just killing me before, and I felt bad because I still liked the game, but there were most of the time I felt like, I don't know, me in the game, I felt like Frodo in the ring. You could just see it in my eyes. It was just sucking the life out of me, but I had to see it through, and I got to get this thing all the way to Mount Dune. But apparently I got a boost this weekend. Apparently that Thanos event was like my Samwise.
Awesome. Well, it was a fun event, and, you know, new not only a little bit of a new thing, yeah, but a new game mechanic with it. And
Or it's you guys.
All right, Ian, speaking of Lord of the Rings, hold on, this reminded me of something. Uh-oh. Have you seen, you don't have TV, but have you seen the commercial for, what do you call it, MasterChef?
Nope.
It's a Gordon Ramsay show, anyway.
Once they started adding kids to that show, I was immediately out.
Yeah, so I think it's the next season of Adult MasterChef, the commercial's for.
Sure.
And, you know, it's the initial, you know, contest where everybody makes something and, right, you know, and you see this someone who's clearly from West Virginia. I don't know where she's from, but she's clearly from West Virginia. And he asks her, you know, what is it? And she says, blah, 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 and taters. In a completely scripted event, Gordon Ramsay looks at her and goes, taters? What's taters? And I'm like, I will kill you in your sleep, Gordon Ramsay.
That is the correct response.
And the dumb hick from nowhere clearly looks up at him and goes, potatoes. And I'm like, I will kill both of you. I will hunt you down and murder you. Now, if she just said, you know, what's taters, Hobbit? You know, then it would have been, you know, something. But at least they could have, you know.
Did they follow it up with, you know, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew?
Yeah, like.
Was the dish that she presented a raw fish?
No, it's a brace of conies.
Okay.
Conies. If that turns out that she actually made rabbit with potatoes, I will really murder someone in Hollywood for
this. No, that'll be great. And that's not nearly as good as I said I hoped. I thought you were going to tell me that, like, one of the contestants was, like, some super nerd and they bake lambus bread.
Ooh, even more lambus bread. Mm-mm, hardtack. Good stuff. All right, what are we doing? I don't even know. Let's open some tokens. As always, by this guy.
What up, this guy?
Who wants to open something? Apparently, we all have thousands of tokens.
My plan is to open as many as I can before I hit a point that I have to spend all my ISO.
For me, that's going to be less than one, but I'm going to open one anyway.
That's brazen. I'm going to open two. So do you want to go first, Craig? Sure. We'll go in increasing order.
All right. I am going to scratch my buddy Cliff's armpit.
Good luck.
Gets me a sad 4-star. That's a nice one, though. It is a best laid plans for Phil Coulson.
Nice. That's good. Oh, yeah.
That is a good one.
What does that get me to here? It gets my Coulson to 452.
Wow. Excellent. All right.
And it was enough to push me up into shield rank 89. So there's 40,000. There you go. So that's nice.
I had good luck giving Cliff an eye poke last time. I'll see how it goes this time. Bam, the old poke in the eye gets me a 4-star Baron Mordo power with purpose. And my long-awaited, I'm still feeling the eye pokes, so I will give Chris Pratt over here a savage eye poking. And I will get a 4-star Luke Cage, the Defender.
Ooh, that's nice.
It is. It looks like a good cover and one of my favorite Foo Fighter songs.
I don't know that song, but all Foo Fighter songs sound the same to me, so.
So let's see. Luke is at a 212, and poor Baron Mordo is at a 002.
Hmm.
Lots of power, lots of purpose, no boots or sticks.
All right, I'm going to punch him in the nose. That probably won't give me anything good, but I got a... Oh, man...
This is a Gwenpool.
A 4-star take cover, Agent Venom.
Yeah,
I'm liking him more. You kind of get that alien thing going.
How nice for you. I don't like him. I mean, well, I now have him at a 544. So if I get another one of them, I'm stopping because I don't have enough ISO to do two. So second one, clicky. Here's another 4-star. Best laid plans. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So that is going to bring him up to a 252. I need to make sure that I can use these as I'm clicking them. So, my third one, another 4-star, 4-star knight, Defender, Luke Cage. So I just championed him, so I know that's usable.
Don't open another one, you'll regret it.
I still don't have anyone that I need to spend ISO on, so I'm doing it.
Alright.
And I got a purple.
Oh, good.
Full quiver.
Alright.
Shoot that poison arrow.
In my heart.
So that's usable, so I'm gonna keep going. A 4-star exploit.
That's what I was waiting for, because I took your advice and I rostered her. And I have her now at a 0-0 exploits.
So I gotta take a look and see where she is. She is now at a 5-3-5.
There you go. You're on a hot streak.
Yeah, so what that means is she's at 13 covers and I have a 14th cover. So
you got a champer.
I'm done.
All right.
I'm not clicking anything else. It was a decent run.
It was.
I like that.
Very respectable.
Yeah. All right. We're done with this segment.
Oh, dead air. Pay for that in the radio world.
Yeah.
That was the token, as always, brought to you by this guy.
Woo, this guy.
And we're going to shoot
my favorite,
bang, bang, Cactus
my third
Jack
favorite gaming
face.
Buddy.
Stupid Cactus Jack.
Wait, why are we shooting him?
Because he's saying how awesome Gwenpool is and whatever.
Well, unrelated. Super happy belated birthday to you, good friend Cactus Jack.
That is true. I didn't say anything on the Facebooks because I never use Facebook.
That's for rubes. I don't use Facebook. Yeah. But happy birthday, bang, bang. Happy birthday, bang, bang. Happy birthday, dear Cactus Jack. Happy birthday, bang, bang.
Unfortunately, no, you're Mankind.
Oh, it's a good character, too.
Yeah, Sokka could have went, man.
No way. Sokka was cool.
No, Sokka.
Dude Love, not my favorite character.
Oh, man, I'd forgotten about Dude Love. He was terrible.
But Mankind, Sokka was a great. Sokka was just.
Sorry, he just replied back with a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker, and her face is a foot.
That's pretty good. But yeah, that was. I'm pretty sure Sokka was just him being polite. Like I feel like all his other coworkers were like, listen, I know the mandible claw move is popular, but it's disgusting when you jam your sweaty hand into my mouth for like a full half minute. Could you please wrap it in a nice clean gym sock so at least it's soft in case I have to bite down or something? And he's like, all right, it'll protect my fingers. It'll keep my fingers out of your mouth. Much more sanitary.
Hey, Ian, check the chat.
I don't. Wait. Oh, my goodness. Where's the chat?
In,
Google?
The Google thing.
In your Hangout.
Oh, no. Okay. That's really gross.
Sarah Jessica Parker's got her own show, and she looks like a foot.
Yeah, I know.
Charlotte was still the good-looking one.
Which one was that?
I'm just sad you have an opinion.
She was the quote-unquote innocent one of the four.
Does she have an actress name?
I'm sure she does.
All right.
She married the Scottish guy on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. You know that guy.
Davis. The guy. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Agent Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Yeah. Good old Kyle MacLachlan.
Uh-huh.
That dude
that guy.
Super dope. Yeah, Kristen Davis is the most attractive actress of the four.
Yeah, then it went to the redhead. Because redhead, and then...
Yeah, she was still sketchy-looking, though.
And then old lady from Porky's. and then every other cast member, like any of the male cast members.
Good old Mario Cantone.
Totally Mario Cantone before Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker. I mean, that picture made me real sad, but I can't imagine that... The second guy that Kristen Davis married is more attractive than Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm. Was that the guy with the bar? No, he married the redhead.
This was the bald Jewish lawyer guy.
Oh, right. The bald lawyer guy. Her divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker looked okay in what was that the old movie with Steve Martin?
The Jerk?
No. She was like his fling. They went to eat at the El Pollo de Mar,
which
is one of my favorite jokes ever.
I've seen this movie, but
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
No.
Just naming Steve Martin movies now. That's all you're going to get.
What is the name of that movie?
I don't even have a good guess. I'm drawing a blank on Steve Martin movies. I thought I'd seen some in my day, but apparently The Jerk's the only movie he's ever done.
No. L.A. Story.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
She's in that. He takes her to a hotel for a weekend, and like his ex-girlfriend or something's also there with her new boyfriend, and they have a competition to see who can make the most noise through the wall, and no.
Oh, okay.
It's a decent movie.
Is that where they got, did they borrow that for, did you see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I did. I also enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, they did that. Apparently they did that scene in that as well.
All right.
I do love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh my God, so many shows. I don't know. But you know how you could find out? You could go to the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com if you would like to expand your podcast horizons and you've already listened to the back catalog of the Puzzle Warriors 3 and you find you still have some more time on your commute. Please check out one of the many, 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 many ever-growing list of fine shows on our network, some of which are Profane Arguments, starring Ray, myself, Jared, and Karen, and many, many others. But I'm mostly just promoting my own shows at the moment. So Profane Arguments, Puzzle Warriors 3, go to puzzlewarriors3.com. There's a long list of shows that you could click on. It'll take you a direct link to each page, or you could catch them all at the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
There you go. Hey, slightly related to the podcast network, but not really. Shout out to Mark Cole and his Winter Palace podcast, because he had our friend Todd from Longbox Heroes on.
The Pastry King.
We did. And they were talking some classic Doctor Who and then some, you know, modern Who. And he sided with me that Donna Noble, just not so good. Just not so good. And you
not
know,
so good is the very politically correct version of how I feel about that woman.
Exactly. Man, she's terrible. And, you know, Todd got angry again, so... Man, Donna Noble was so bad.
Welcome to the episode 88, Puzzle Quest in the City. Thanks, Emma. I didn't know what he was talking about for a second because I completely zoned out while we were talking about those people.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Man,
it's not quite as sad as watching Girls, but...
Oh, man, that show... It was like a nonstop train wreck week after week. It had the worst ending, I think, of anything. Good Lord.
Did they all go to a restaurant and then it just faded to black?
No.
Well, then there you go.
That's true. That was a pretty terrible ending. I mean, it, you know, and the Seinfeld ending was ridiculously bad. But no, this is the one where she got knocked up by a, like, Pakistani guy, and then they flash forward into her having a black baby.
Right, I think I heard about
this. How those work together, no one has yet understood, and they've never explained it.
This is something we can just let die, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up, B.
Do it, all right. Doug.
As always, if you sat through this, God bless you. thank you for joining us. Check us out for updates at puzzlewarriors3.com. Wherever you get your podcast, you can listen to this here thing if you want to hear the edited version. And boy, I'd want to.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Any comments, suggestions, complaints, or nonstop fawning, send them to us via our website. Our contact info is up on there, on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or over on the D3 forums. Ray will put a segment up when this show is live in the podcast arena. If you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner at the top. You buy something, and we get a little bit of kickback from Amazon. That's nice. Or you can head on over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some Puzzle Warriors and/or soon-to-be-named network swag. And we would get something out of that as well. But I think that's all we got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, growing old is no fun, even for the best at what he does. Good night, everybody.
That is a true story. Getting old is for suckers.
I don't know. Still better than the alternative.
Yeah, that's true.
Good night.
The alternative being immortal.
Can I have inside me the blood of kings?
Ooh.
Tiger blood?
No.
All right.
No. Bye.
All right. Bye, friends.
Are we still alive?
No, I killed it.
Okay.